building a deeper relationship with God is no different than mastering a musical instrument, you know, or being really good at a sport, or being excellent at what we need to accomplish at our job. I mean, it takes hard work and discipline in every case.
All around the world, groups of men gather together to strengthen their Christian walk. They might meet in a church, a home, or even a restaurant. But the reason these regular meetings are important is because men need to be accountable to other men who are committed to Jesus Christ. But have you noticed that some men attend occasionally, while others attend every time? These last guys are the ones who have always done their assignment and have something to share. We're going to call them bulldogs, and today we're going to look at how God desires every man to be a bulldog. Welcome to Champions Arise. I'm Foster Brown, and I'm with Kent Darcy. Today we're going to look at what it means to be a bulldog for God. We think you'll find this program a special treat, so stay with us.
At Champions Arise, we want you to finish well the race of life. And this series of programs is designed to help. There is no doubt that this world is filled with distractions. Allow for the still small voice of God to break through the cacophony of noises that surround you and determine in your heart to follow His design for your life, marriage, and family. Champions Arise is your program to succeed in what matters most. To learn more about Champions Arise, go to championsarise.org. championsarise.org.
Kent, when I think of bulldogs, I think of a dog that sinks its teeth into whatever it has and just hangs on with jaws of steel. You can try to get something out of his mouth, but that bulldog is not going to let go of it. Is that the kind of image that you're looking for?
Well, I think it's pretty close. Because we are human beings, we have a natural tendency to get bored or lose interest when things don't change over time. As a result, after a while, we don't hold on with that jaws of steel, if you will. And that includes not holding on to the basic Christian disciplines.
Now, we've discussed how one of the disciplines to deepen our relationship with God is prayer. Are you saying that we can get bored with that?
Well, I think if we aren't careful, our daily quiet times, which include prayer, can get stale.
That's a mighty strong statement, and I want to understand it better. But for those who may be new, why don't we give a quick overview of the quiet time concept?
Okay, sure. During the previous programs, we focused on God's desire to have a loving relationship with us and how we need a deepening relationship with God. And a daily quiet time that includes Bible reading and prayer is an important discipline to master in order for us to have a deep relationship with God. Now, for the men that listened to our first program in this series and began having quiet times, about 2 months have passed. Consequently, they must be tenacious as a bulldog in maintaining their daily quiet time with God.
Why is that? God is so wonderful. So why do we, all of us, you and me included, struggle with...
Keeping it up?
I think that's what I'm trying to say. Why aren't we all bulldogs for God naturally?
Well, one reason, we already mentioned, we're human beings. You know, Jesus said the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. It's like the kid who says, if we get a dog, I promise I'll take care of it. And they do, for a week. And then the routine of daily care loses its excitement and it becomes a job. You know, what you do to keep the dog healthy. You aren't necessarily doing it because you feel like doing it that day. And I'm not saying that following the Lord is boring. I mean, far from it. I'm saying that the Christian growth is a process, and that process includes times of exciting growth, and also times when you don't feel like you're growing, and even times when we feel like we're struggling or seem to go backwards. It's all part of the process. You know, the key is to keep doing the things we've learned to do when we feel stagnant or we're drifting backward. It's then that the bulldog analogy is so important.
We hold on and don't let go.
That's right. We keep praying and meditating on God's word and memorizing scripture.
Even if we don't feel like it.
Especially if we don't feel like it.
If you just joined us, this is Champions Arise. I'm Foster Brown, and I'm speaking with Kent Darcy. Today, we're talking through the concept of every man being a bulldog for God and what makes that difficult sometimes. Ken, I know this is true, but it's difficult to understand why we aren't consistently excited about being with God all the time.
Well, you know, I mentioned that our own flesh is working against us. You know, the Apostle Paul said in Romans 7:15, I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what's right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. You know, I think we all relate to that. But also, Satan is working against us. He knows our tendency to want to relax or sleep in or skip the men's meeting or not memorize that verse on our break at work. You know, building a deeper relationship with God is no different than mastering a musical instrument, you know, or being really good at a sport or being excellent at what we need to accomplish at our job. I mean, it takes hard work and discipline in every case.
So how can we overcome our desire to relax, lay back, or even quit doing our quiet times?
Well, I would suggest three things to keep the bulldog in us. First, we need help to do this. It is critical that we don't isolate ourselves. You know, men love to do things by themselves, particularly spiritual things. You know, I think sometimes it's because we're afraid of doing it wrong or failing, or we don't want anyone to see us fail.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to build helpful and vital relationships, especially when it comes to growing in the Christian faith. Jesus sent his disciples out in twos. Paul had Barnabas. James had John. You know, even when Jesus went to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, a time when he was very vulnerable emotionally and physically, he took Peter, James, and John with him. So I encourage our men to find another Christian man, ideally a group of men who are committed to deepening their relationship with God. You know, Lonnie Berger's book, Every Man a Warrior, is a powerful tool for a group of men to learn how to deepen their relationships with God together. King Solomon wrote, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up." You know, that's a great picture of Christian men helping Christian men to be better Christian men.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that work in my own life
when
I have had other men who held me accountable. So what's the second thing we need to do to maintain this bulldog attitude in ourselves?
Okay. Well, the second principle to maintaining that bulldog relationship with God is to go back to doing the basics. You know, you start by recommitting to the 15-minute quiet times with God. And when you are reading the Bible, underline a part of the scripture that stands out to you. Or try reading the verses, but emphasizing different words. Sometimes when we've read a scripture a few times, we see the same thing. Focusing on different words can help us see the meaning of the verse in new ways. You know, Hebrews 4 verse 12 says, "The word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires." In changing how we read the verse can help us to see its contents in a new way. And another way you can refresh your view of the scriptures is by rewriting the verse in your own words. As men who have accepted Jesus as our Lord, we have God's Holy Spirit who can help us see God's word in a different way.
So having another man or a group of men can help us through our dry times and keep us focused on the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the basics, but in a slightly different way can help. So what is the third way that we can move back toward being a bulldog for God?
Well, the third step is to commit to having our quiet time and helping others to do it as well. Paul told his disciple Timothy, "Work hard so you can present yourself to God and receive his approval. Be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly explains the word of truth." You know, you might not feel like a bulldog right now, but you can change as you become strong in your commitment to Christ. As a Christian, you can get help from Christ who lives in you. As Paul the Apostle said, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." This is vitally important for our listeners to grasp because starting in our next program, we look at common challenges men face. And my friend, if you've only been half-hearted in your commitment to follow Christ, something needs to change. We are heading into battle against financial debt, sexual temptation, family troubles, and more. So your personal relationship with Christ is critical. All the other commitments and relationships in your life will be impacted by that. So let me ask you, have you admitted that you are a sinner before God? Have you confessed that there is nothing you can do by yourself to get rid of the stain of your sins that mark you? No amount of good deeds or good thoughts or having the right parents, or going to church every week, nothing you can do can get rid of that stain. And the Bible says our sin earns us eternal life in hell. So have you confessed that you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins and rose again from the grave, forever triumphing over death? Have you asked God to forgive your sins based on that belief? Have you asked Jesus to be the Savior of your soul and the Lord of your life? If you haven't, all of us here at Champions Arise invite you to do so right now with this simple prayer. God, I know I'm a sinner, and I'm sorry for sinning against you. I believe your only son, Jesus, died for my sins, and I want him to be the Lord of my life. I commit to being his disciple all my days. Thank you for forgiving my sins and giving me new life in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, I sure hope you prayed that prayer. And if you did, Foster, can you tell any men who just prayed that prayer what they can do?
Certainly. I'm so excited for any of you who have just made that commitment of your life to Jesus Christ. If you did that, please contact us here at Champions Arise at championsarise.org. When we hear from you, we'll help you with your next steps as a new follower of Jesus.
Great. Thanks, Foster. Now, for you men who are struggling to keep up the discipline of regular quiet time with God or the memorization or the meditation on the scriptures, don't be discouraged. As we've already mentioned, it is normal to have times of struggle, but it's in the process of this struggle that decisions are made, convictions are born, and growth takes place. You know, Hebrews 12:11 says, "No discipline is enjoyable while it's happening. It's painful. But afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way."
Yes.
Discipline is finishing what you've started, just like that bulldog that won't let go. And as a man of God, I want to challenge you to commit to the following. Commit to God that you will have a quiet time with him for the next 7 days. Commit to telling another Christian man that you're going to do this. You'll be amazed how much that will help. And finally, for you guys who have grabbed a hold of this process like a hungry bulldog, I want you to commit to helping your Christian brothers to develop their relationship with God. Encourage them to have their quiet times and ask them what they're learning from them. I believe God has called you to be a blessing to them.
Oh, that's excellent, Kent. Let's do a quick recap of where we've been today.
Well, today we challenged the men who are listening to commit to building a deeper relationship with God by maintaining a regular quiet time with him. It's time to move past the excuses and latch on to God.
Like a bulldog.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
Champions Arise founder Edmund Speaker talks about the need for men of valor and character.
I had the privilege to have in my life great role models of men of valor and character. Today, saying that the difference between a man and a boy is the price of his toy stabs me in the guts. We can do better than that. Our families and our society are in urgent need for men of value who stand up for what is right. Our program will help men to do exactly that.
You can learn more about the Champions Arise movement when you go to championsarise.org.
Thank you for listening to Champions Arise, where men are equipped and strengthened to meet their God-given potential. Today, we discuss the secret and impact of a changed life. The material for this program is from lesson number 8 in the book, Every Man a Warrior by Lonnie Berger. His book can be used by individuals, small groups, or in a class at your church. For more information on his book, or to hear this or any of our previous programs in the series, visit our website at championsarise.org. I'm Foster Brown with Kent Darcy. Thank you for listening to Champions Arise. May God mold you into the man he knows you can be.